And now this from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
I'm Doug Hamilton with Ashley Thornburg and horticulturist Ron Smith because, yes, we are optimistic that winter is going away.
Yes. Yeah, the kind of weather we're having anyway or
this
have
is,
had.
This is just like citing that first robin of spring, the first time Ron Smith is back in studio for lawn and garden questions.
Yeah. But a long, cold, bitter winter does raise some issues or questions about how soon we can get into the ground. Obviously, we can't while there's snow on it. But what are the other issues around the temperature and all that stuff?
Well, if you recall, back in the fall, we had a cold spell, and that cold spell got the frost line deep into the soil. So in our Fargo, Moorhead, and our Grand Forks area, we've got a frost down to about 3 to 4 feet into the soil, and that's going to take a long time to go ahead and work its way out of the soil. So we still have snow covering our landscape. The frost is still going to be there. If we get rid of the snow in the next week to 10 days, the frost is still going to be there. You're going to get the melting in the top 2 or 3 inches, but that frost is still there, probably into the middle of April. And even if we get to the end of April and the frost is gone, the soil is still pretty cool. So don't put any warm season vegetables like corn, beans, and tomatoes out at that particular time. The best vegetables that will go out at the end of April will be your cabbage, broccoli, plants like that that are cold hardy, that will tolerate the cold soil and the fickle weather that we're going to be having. And as far as starting seeds go, you should be starting your tomato plants and your pepper seeds now this next week, the first week of April. Get them to be about 3 or 4 inches tall. Of course, if you know my wife, any of you out there know my wife, she started them about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and of course they're already 3 or 4 inches tall, so we're going to have foot-tall tomatoes to go ahead and set out. The peppers will take a little bit longer to grow, so this is a good time to go ahead and get the peppers out, and they're a little bit more fickle as far as their sensitivity to fluctuating temperatures, so you want to set those out a little bit later, along with your tomato plants as well.
And these are seedlings inside the house.
Seedlings inside the house, so they need light. They need bottom heat. They need good moisture. They need good sterile soil to go ahead and grow in. They don't need to be next to a window because the window gives you a cold draft. If you've ever sat in front of a window, there's a cold draft, especially at night. It comes in and it can stunt the plants.
And when you say bottom heat, is there a specific to gardening kind of heating pad?
Yes, absolutely.
I would think there's some sort of temperature regulation thing.
Absolutely, okay. Yes. So it's one of those things that gets up to about 80 degrees, 82 degrees, I think is what the bottom heat mats are for. And that does a marvelous job of developing a good root system without it getting long and leggy on the top because it'll build a good strong root system. And if you keep your root system warm and your aerial temperature cooler, 80 degrees in the soil, 60 degrees above the soil, you'll grow very good, strong, stocky plants. And they'll tolerate transplanting a lot better than something that's been spindly or weak and had cold soil and poor root development.
Now, what about the light? Because you're going to have to provide it, right?
Right, absolutely. Good old fluorescent lights like we're sitting in here in your studio are excellent for something like that. You want to bring them close, right up next to the plants or where the seeds are. And as the seedlings start to sprout and grow and get their true leaves, you raise that light source up just to be about 2 or 3 inches above the tops of the seedlings. And if you can't get your lights any higher, then go ahead and move them out and move them to another place, maybe into your office with the lights on them. But they need direct light, overhead light. Fluorescent lights will do the trick. You can go out and spend a little bit more money and get those grow lights, which are supposedly going to have the complete spectrum of the sun's energy there to go ahead and grow the best plants. But you can get very good satisfactory growth with typical fluorescent lights that you have in an office.
Do you leave the lights on 24 hours a day?
No, you need a timer. Good question.
Okay.
Yeah, give it about a 12-hour hit. You know, if you have them come on at 6 o'clock in the morning and go off at 6 o'clock at night, you'll see them on in the morning when you get up. You'll see them go off at night when you go to bed or be off at night when you go to bed. Now, some people will push them to 14 to 16 hours, but, 12 hours is the minimum that you want to go ahead and have them on.
Now, can you use LED lights as well?
Well, they probably can. I can't speak with any kind of authority, but there would be something to go ahead and try.
So it's a color temperature thing is some sort of?
Yeah, the color spectrum is what you're looking for. And fortunately, our typical fluorescent lights, the cool white, come close, and the plants are happy. They grow well. If you want to be a fanatic about it, go ahead and get those grow lights. Or if you want to be experimental about it, get those others that you're talking about.
Well, they're both economical.
Yeah, they're very economical. Yep. Mm-hmm.
You said that our frost line is down 3 to 4 feet.
Feet, yes, not inches.
How does that compare to, I'm hesitant to use the word normal, because I feel like every year the winter is abnormal.
Yeah,
but
there's no such thing as a normal winter. Yeah,
really,
that's pretty deep.
Far.
Yeah. Yeah, the first time I heard that, when I first moved here back in 1985, and I remember the climatologist at the university at the time, he put out a publication about how deep the frost got into the ground. And I went over and I looked at it. I said, that can't be that. You're talking about 4 feet down, 4 feet? That's that high.
That's a toddler.
He said, yeah, it's down there.
And soil is a pretty good insulator.
Yeah, it's a good insulator. And you get snow on top of that, and you know, that reflects any sunlight that you're going to be coming in.
Mm.
Most of our yard is still covered with about 2.5 to 3 feet of snow.
Mm-hmm.
So any sunlight that we've been having is being reflected back and it's melting at the same time, but you're not going to get that soil temperature up. As soon as the snow is off the soil, then the top layer is going to start to respond, and you're going to be very optimistic because it's melting. It's starting to melt. But keep in mind, even if you got rid of all the frost, that soil is still going to be cold. And you're not going to get good growth. You're going to get very stunted growth, lazy growth. The plants are going to pout. And your neighbor that's going to wait another 2 weeks later is going to stick his plants into the ground, and they're going to grow head and tails ahead of yours.
We're likely to have some people with some standing water issues, too.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just wait for it to drain, or is there some other issues with that?
Well, if it's not threatening your home, the best thing you can do is just wait for it to drain, because the plants, your woody plants, are not going to be subject to any great injury while they're still dormant. If we have standing water after we get rid of the frost and they're starting to break leaf and starting to grow, then you're going to have problems. So you want to go ahead and do something to get that water out from around your root zones.
When are the Smiths going to actually be putting plants out?
Well, that's something my wife and I usually have a discussion about. We have some raised bed garden plots. And she usually plants those first because they thaw out first and they get the warmest first because you got the heat all around the soil, the root zone. And so those are going to probably be planted out, I would say, roughly around the middle of May, okay? But it depends on the weather factors. At the university, we used to go ahead and transplant things out after Memorial Day weekend. Barb and I would go out and do our plantings after Memorial Day weekend, and we figured, if that is not long enough, then it's too bad. It's too bad.
So. Okay. Are you changing any of your planting intentions because of the nature of this winter, or is it just a matter of the timing you put it in the ground?
Our planting intentions change as we age. We try to get things growing higher so we don't have to get down on our knees as much. And those of you that are out there laughing at me like these two are laughing at me here, you're going to suffer the same thing when you get to be.
No, I think it makes sense. It's just a funny way to look at it.
And we also, you know, what we put into the ground now, into the ground, we try to put in something that's going to have minimal maintenance and come back each year, more perennial rather than annual. Our annuals go into the raised beds. The perennial plants go into the in-soil beds.
Well,
I
can only say that one of the best sides of the change of the seasons is that horticulturist Ron Smith drops by Main Street, which he'll be doing regularly now during the growing season, to remind us that this too shall pass.
Yes, it will. It will. It has in the past, and it's going to this time as well.
And you can always get your questions ready anytime by sending them to mainstreet@prairiepublic.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Main Street at Prairie Public. Is there anything else we can be doing right now?
If you have very strong faith, call it in, you know, to get the snow to melt.
Go out there with the hairdryer.
Yeah, hairdryer, you know, vacuum it up. Do whatever you possibly can to increase the removal of that doggone snow.
All right.
Without causing a flood.
Yes.